Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we get to listen a little bit to Christine Burgess and her story as she talks about moving to Longview and her husband and his relationship working for Mr. R.G. Letourneau in the early days of Letourneau Incorporated.
Well, I was born in Georgia. My mouth is scratchy, so. And I got married in 1949, came to Texas. My husband was working at Letourneau. We had two children. Two boys, Gary and Wayne. Gary's retired now. He lives up in Jacksonville, Arkansas. And Wayne lives over in Liberty City. He worked 20 years for the police department riding a motorcycle and went to work for the sheriff's department here in Longview. And as far as I know, he's still over there in Liberty City. Let's see.
What did your husband do at Letourneau?
Oh, just about everything. They sent him to Peru one time. And of course, I objected to that, but I didn't get anywhere with it. He and Mr. Letourneau were good buddies, and whatever he wanted Mr. Letourneau to do for him, he'd do it. I'd stay home.
Right.
Stay home, Mom. But I worked before I was married for 9 years with J.P. Coates and Clark Company. That's a thread company, if you don't know. High Street wasn't there when I come here, but they soon made it later. And of course, there's been many changes since I've been here in the nursing home that I haven't known about. But I guess I'd get lost if I got out there now. But I think it's a very good place to live. I had a stroke before I came here. And then after I came here, they told me not to go to the bathroom by myself. But I did anyway. I was one of those stubborn people. And I went to the bathroom and started out, and I fell and broke my hip. Well, I said I didn't break it here. I didn't. I broke it before I came here at my home here in Longview. And I lived on a farm in Georgia. And the little place was Toccoa, T-O-C-C-O-A, Georgia. I had two brothers and one sister. And both my sister and brother are dead now. She lived to be 95, and she had lived another year. I'd have caught up with her. I'll be 90. Well, I am 96. I was always telling her that was 95. And her son says, Mother, you're just 96. That's what you are. My oldest son, he graduated at Letourneau University, and he worked for two companies. Well, first job he had, it was in Rogers, Arkansas. And it was a plastic. They made plastics. And I think the other one was in Jacksonville, Arkansas. And it went out of business. So he said, Mother says, I think I'll just retire. I said, I think that's a good idea. So, but he's, I think, been more busy since he retired than he did at his real job. I asked him one day, I said, well, can't you say no? Yes, I can say no, but it's what I like to do. And I have one grandson. His name is Mark Burgess. And he's working at a place where they sell fishing equipment. He likes it very well. Anything else? Well, I think I've already said that I enjoyed living here, and Longview is a very nice place to live in.